fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
Laughing, happy.
We're here for another episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I'm your host, Ben Sargent, and today we're out in the field at the Fulton Fish Market in Hunts Point, Da Bronx. This is really nothing like the old days here. Strictly business up here. The days of tourists, people coming out of the clubs and talking to the fishermen, and, the fun stuff is over. We're gonna go talk to some of the head honchos here who kind of run the show.
Vinny, you want to get on the show, Vinny?
I broke the lighter.
All right, so what do you want to, put the lighter down. The guy wants to talk about fish.
I'm talking, go ahead. I broke my lighter, man. Stop, put the lighter down. We're talking about fish. Well, my lighter's broke, okay.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
Are there any characters that I should be talking to out here?
I got a perfect person for you, hold on. Ziggy, come here for a second.
I'm curious if, you know.
Tell you look like Ben Affleck, man?
Yeah,
yeah? Take him fucking home. You never know.
They told me to watch out for this guy. You know, I went into the back room and I was watching. I was not sure I should go any further. I think this is a guy they were talking. They said, watch him. Don't bend over. I'm really just asking questions about the market and, like, the changes, you know. Like, I mean, these guys were saying that this sucks compared to what it used to be.
Right. It sucks, but it's a lot cleaner. The fish last a whole lot longer. We don't get rained on. We don't get snowed on. And it's a regulated 40 degrees year-round, opposed to, like, 17 below. I've worked, like, 19 below zero, 8 hours in the cold.
So this is cold, but this is not the cold that you guys experienced back down there.
This is absolutely nothing. The other market was everybody made money, man. Everybody. Over here, it's... it's tough, you know. You lost 30% of your walk-by business.
But does that make the selling to, you know, wholesale? Does that make that easier when you don't have the tourists to get in your way?
Nah, it just added more character. I thought we're over here, like, you see, everybody's a white building, not, you know.
The last time I was up here, I came with a good-looking girl, man. It was terrifying.
Yeah, I hate it. It's still a little terrifying.
She was like a pack of wolves.
Yeah. Well, it's 500 guys, you know, one girl.
500 guys, one girl, and you guys haven't seen women until how many years ago did they move?
4 years. This will be a fourth year.
I mean, this market's here to stay, right?
From your lips to God's ears, man. You know, it's with the recession and still the new location, it's tough. It's not easy.
How did you get into the business?
My godfather. I started retailing. From retail, I came here.
You're a fisherman too? Do you like to fish on your off time?
Maybe 12 times in my four. I'm down here 30 years. If I've been fishing 12 times, it's a lot.
I want to say the Fulton Fish Market in its new location is, I would say, 300 yards maybe. Maybe. The lights are like almost blinding, which some guys like because you can really see the seafood. I mean, at the old market, you know, it was possible that you had fish in the shadows, and when you brought it home, it looked a whole lot different than it did, you know, out at the market. But I mean, you see stuff here that they look like out of sci-fi movies. I mean, I'm looking at a fish here that I've never seen before in my life. It looks something like a flounder, but it's all spotted. It's kind of like grayish green and really, really round. And then we walk down and we've got, I think, some porgies, scup. And then again, I'm in another box. I have no idea what these things are. They look like deep, deep, deep sea fish. I wouldn't even know what to do with them, where to begin with them. Total monsters of the sea. All right, we got to go talk to Big John. You've been at this how many years?
10 minutes ago I started. Yeah, I started.
I know that's not true because I've seen you up here. Tell me what you think of the new market as opposed to the old market.
Well, I mean, it's a great facility. It's a state of the art, specific to the industry. It's lending itself towards the ability to grow the business, better maintain the product. Logistically, it's certainly an improvement, and it makes it a lot easier. Likewise, for our customers, that are coming here with a need to get not only their fish, but their produce, their meat. You know, so it's kind of a win-win.
I mean, apart from guys like us who are doing little stories, you never really see anybody who's not in the seafood business, right?
That's true. Who would get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and come into the Hunts Point section of the Bronx unless they had to?
Not me, unless I have to. Go home. What time do you actually get home?
It varies. I get home between 12 and 1. If my energy level permits, I like to get to the gym.
You're saying you won't get home until 12 in the afternoon?
On the early side, yeah. Yeah.
And then you go to the gym after all this?
I try to, yeah. Absolutely.
There's not enough lifting in this job?
Well, no, actually, my capacity now, I do very little lifting. I mean, those days are behind me.
How did you break into the business?
Pushing a hand truck over cobblestones in the rain and snow and sleet.
Is nothing about that you miss?
I miss the exercise, believe it or not. Bear in mind that took place in the other market. It was a whole different world.
Wasn't it fun when, like, you know, the tourists would come by at 4 in the morning and talk to you?
No doubt. I mean, it was entertaining. It was, I mean, listen, everything has an upside and a downside. I mean, the upside of this facility is the fact that the facility itself and the things that we spoke about, the logistics and so on and so forth. It doesn't have the quote-unquote romantic feature of the other, you know, the other location being out in the waterfront.
I guess things like cobblestone and snow and ice that we thought was romantic, if you've done it for that many years, that wasn't so much fun.
It really didn't bother me. It just came with the territory. I mean, you went into the job knowing that that's what it took, and you did your job, you know, so...
What about the industry? Like, I know things are kind of slow because of the economy, and obviously you have like a product that's priced high. Fish is just not cheap,
no
right?
Doubt.
What do you think? Are you starting to see it turn back around?
I don't know that I'm seeing things turn around because of any change in the economy. The baseball playoffs are over, has helped us. Yeah, absolutely, because when that occurs, particularly if a New York team is involved, folks are staying in. Their dining habits are much different. The restaurants is it is crazy, but it's true. You know,
I bought shellfish from you guys before. What are in terms of like oysters and stuff? What are your big sellers? What region, I guess, are you guys covering with the oysters?
I mean, we have a lot of West Coast oysters, East Coast oysters. Some regional stuff, some northern stuff. We shy away from the southern stuff. Our customer base here is really not a big fan of a southern oyster. I mean, there are some very, very good oysters that are being produced, particularly in Florida, the Apalachicola area. It's an excellent oyster. The growers down there have come to learn that there is a very good market for their oyster.
It's tougher in warmer waters to have safe.
Right? No doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, you have microorganisms that are more likely to grow and occur and so on and so forth. But they've done a better job of producing a good oyster. And it is a good oyster.
John, I'm gonna get some scallops from you. Can you just walk me through the scallops real quick? Well, first tell me, what are your favorites?
They're all good. They're all good. It's, you know, it depends on your mood at the time, what you feel like having. It really has to do with the size.
It's scallop season right now, isn't it?
Well, there's really no such thing, I don't believe, as a scallop season, unless you're referring to the Nantucket Bay or the quality, what I call the Quality Bay scallop season. Yeah. Yes, that season has now opened.
Okay,
yes, and those are right over there.
Which ones are they?
These beautiful little sugar cubes.
Oh, okay. Can I try one?
Yes, you may.
Man, those look amazing.
So what's the most expensive of the
scallops presently? Yeah. The one that you just tasted.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. These ones look like the ones that I used to sell.
Those are 10-20 scallops out of Japan.
Can I try one of the Japanese ones?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Some people like the darker orange.
Well, those are the females. Those are the females, and that orange, yeah, that orange would denote a presence of roe. You know, and there are
How did Blue Ribbon go to Shellfish? How did you guys become so?
The owners made a decision about 8 years ago to go into this business. I was involved in this product line at another company, and we just got together on it. Yeah.
Well, grab me. I don't know. I like a pound of these guys.
Five.
Come on. 5 pound limit.
A pound would be plenty.
Oh, Mike and I will have our breakfast here. Breakfast at the market. Well, that was Big John. He's one of the serious aficionados up here at the Hunts Point Market. Some razor clams here. These guys are awesome. Look at that. Whoa. They've got that leg that just extends. As soon as you touch them, they'll shoot their leg out. Hold on. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
How long you been at this?
Too long.
20 years. And what are you, Blue Ribbon?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what's your specialty in the fish business?
Halibut, shrimp, cod, cobia, skate, monk.
Did I hear you guys talking about rods and reels before?
Yes.
So you fish?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're not sick of fish when you go home?
Absolutely not. Yes.
You keep the fish?
No, I don't.
No, you keep the fish from here?
The fish I...
I'm saying.
The fish that I catch, I let go.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I like to just catch them.
Okay.
But all the fish I want, I have right here.
And how come?
Because why should I dirty my house when I can dirty here?
I mean, compared to the old market, this is what I'm getting at. This
much cleaner. Yes, much cleaner. Yes. Much easier to work. Yeah.
Do you miss the old market?
100%. Yeah. I'd go back tomorrow.
You would?
Yes.
Some guys swear by this place. Some guys swear by the old place.
Well, who do you talk to that swear by this place? The bosses.
The bosses.
Of course. The bosses can't. Yeah. The workers would prefer the old market. The old market, we worked harder, but... cost us less money to get to work.
Right. And you got to play.
Yes.
There ladies came to visit you down there.
Oh, yes. There's nothing here but the four walls, and then that's it.
I brought one like a couple of weeks ago. That was a big mistake.
Yes, absolutely. Especially if she was good looking. Then it's a problem.
It's like a pack of wolves.
Yes, they'll just swarm them.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with a few more of my fishy friends from the Fulton Fish Market. On my door like please, and I'll be like Aladdin, always poof, what you need, poof, what you need. So tell me, homies, can't you see that if you ever want to be as bad as me, you got to be a Big Mac, McGilty, a quarter pounder with some cheese, fillet, a bitch, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a happy meal, milkshake, black coke, the bigger, large, the smaller size, chicken oriental with salad on the side. I'm a Big Mac, McGilty, a quarter pounder with some cheese, fillet, a bitch, hamburger, cheeseburger, happy meal, milkshake, black coke, the bigger, large, the smaller size, chicken oriental. This episode is brought to you by TechServe. Guys, we are back from a break, and we're talking to some of the heavy hitters, some of the head honchos of the Fulton Fish Market. These are the saltiest of the salty fishermen. These guys know this business inside and out, and we're going one by one, hearing what each one has to say about the new market versus the old market.
How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Tim Wilkerson.
And you're with?
Crownfish.
What are you guys special in?
Swordfish, tuna, scallops, chili bass, halibut, red snapper, grouper, a couple items.
What do you miss about the old market?
My family, tell you a story, is the oldest Wilkerson, which is over there. We were in the fish business for four generations, and my great-grandfather started in the old market in the 1800s. So a lot of the guys miss the nostalgia. We miss the area. We miss, you know, going there. But working-wise, this is 1,000 times better. It's refrigerated, and it's large, and we can drive forklifts. In the old market, you had cars driving through, so it's better. It's better for us, better for the fish.
When's the last time a female stepped foot in this place?
You don't see too many. There are a couple of customers that are women, believe it or not. In the old days, every movie that was ever made that has a scene in New York, there's always a scene in the market, the Brooklyn Bridge, that whole area. So you don't see any of the fun craziness. Like in the summertime, you had the South Street Seaport. It was very nice. And then a girl would walk through the market, and you'd have 1,000 men whistling. It was the fish stocks are really built up. But now there's too much of certain fish. You know, like striped bass. There's so many. They're like piranhas.
I just finished the Brooklyn Fishing Derby. I put it together, and we were fishing on the East River. Mm-hmm. We were catching. I mean, they're everywhere.
You could walk across the river almost, right?
They were gone 5 years ago, weren't they?
Yes. Well, like 10 years ago, they were really bad. Because when they open up striped bass, when it's not opened, they could be $4 or $5 a pound. Then they open them, and they're like $1 a pound. So the fishermen make no money. We're not making much money. I mean, we don't care if we'd rather buy cheaper fish and sell it cheaper and move volume and make money that way than sell really expensive fish and make even less.
So are you a chef as well as a...
I cook seafood, yeah. In the old market, there was a restaurant called Sloppy Louis and Sweets. Every morning I would go there for breakfast. I would bring fish. So I was brought up watching these guys cook seafood. I have a George Foreman grill in the back. And I have a skillet. Yesterday I made Nantucket Bay scallops. There's also a little cafe, like a little restaurant. For them to get real good quality, it'd be tough. But we bring our stuff to them.
And I would say about half the guys that I've talked to in this market are like, are you kidding me? I don't eat fish.
I eat fish 7 days a week. 7 days. And I'll eat it twice a day when I can. I'll eat it here and I'll go home and I'll make it for my family.
Because you love it or because it's good for you?
I love it, and it is good for you. And I take fish oil pills every day.
Right. Pat, I know from the market. Yeah, and we became friends. He's all right. He's a little nutty. He's all right, though.
Who's that?
He delivers up till 9 o'clock at night. He'll get in that truck, and he'll deliver Peter Luger's at 9 o'clock at night.
Are you impressed by that?
Yeah, I wouldn't get up at 9 o'clock at night to make a delivery.
It's not your business. But if he wants to keep his business, right? You know, listen, it's business. Business is tough right now.
Herbie delivers 24/7.
So, yeah, but, you know, you got to do whatever's right for your business.
Is there any perks, anything good that comes with the business?
Yeah, when we get paid on Friday, go home.
We get to eat whatever we want.
It's a job just like yours. Your job is to stand around and annoy us, and our job is to annoy customers to buy fish. You know, it works the same way.
We're now in the Hunts Point Fulton Fish Market cafeteria, and we found a guy who actually likes to eat fish. You bring it to them from your own?
We bring it from whatever I buy, clams or mussels. Right now we're having mussels with Diablo and clams with garlic.
And who do you work for? What's your business?
Company Andreas Fish.
Mm-hmm. So you take your own fish then and you bring it to these guys?
I bring it to restaurants. That's what I basically do. Right here I do it for my own self, just to eat.
And how do you like your stuff done? Like when you come and ask these guys to do it up?
It depends on what I'm eating. It's clams and mussels. We have it either Diablo or garlic and oil.
But you're allergic to fish, right?
That's true. I'm allergic to fish. So I can only eat shellfish, like shrimp, lobster, clams, oysters. I almost died from it, meaning a red snapper. Hey,
Nikki, you've been in this business for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, 34 years.
You miss the old market?
Absolutely. This is nothing compared to the old market. There's more atmosphere, more... it was just a better time down there. Here it's like a factory here compared to the other place.
How'd you get into this?
Actually, I was headed to the stock market. I get off the train at Nassau and Broadway, and I said, which way to the market? And they pointed me to the fish market. No, that's not true.
That's a good story. I like that one.
Okay, I figured I'd throw that in there.
Terms of changes in, you know, over the years, I mean, obviously we're in kind of a sterile environment. Do you think the whole business has changed?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But it's changed for the better as far as, the physicality of it, you know, moving the fish and the production of it. You know, years ago down the other market, it was a lot dirtier because we were out in the street. The fish wasn't kept properly, and the temperatures properly. Over here, it's a lot better, and it's easier to work here. There's a lot more room for us, and, you know, we're not on top of each other, so.
The ladies don't visit you up here.
Oh, down the other place, we had everybody visit us down there. We had a bar down there called the Paris Cafe, and that would stay open all night. So you had all these, the restaurants in the area and the clubs in the area. When they finished, they used to use that, like, as an after hours. So there was always a party, there were always girls running through.
You said your fish groupies.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was a good time. And you'd get a lot of celebrities, too.
You'd sell to the tourists, right?
I would sell anybody, yeah. Anybody walked in. You see this stuff on the tables. Like, they could walk in and get 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds off the tables, whereas this way they have to buy by the cartons. But we were always people friendly. I mean, because those are the people that keep you business, you know, keep you in business. So you have to take care of them.
Do you cook fish?
Myself at home? Yeah, we do. Yeah, sure. 2-3 times a week, my wife eats fish. Yeah. I personally don't eat it. No. I had a goldfish when I was about 7 years old. This is true. The goldfish died. I come from an Italian background, right? Catholic. So we were eating fish 2-3 times a week at home. And the goldfish died. They flushed it down the toilet. And that Friday we had fish and I wouldn't eat it because I thought that I was going to, you know, they were going to catch my fish and I was going to end up eating my own fish. So, and I wound up here. It's amazing.
More guys than you realize don't even like fish, or they're sick of it or whatever.
Yeah, well, most guys are probably sick of it, guys that eat it. I mean, over the years, you would tend to get sick of it, I'd imagine.
I worked at an ice cream place. I didn't want ice cream at the end of the
summer. Don't go to ice cream. I'd say a little, maybe close to 2 pints of ice cream every day.
Are you serious?
Every day, yeah. I love ice cream.
What do you think the future holds for the fish business? Do you think is it a dark future? I mean,
I see it as only expanding because the more people we let in from other countries, the better off it's going to be for us, I think, because a lot of them eat fish. You know, you got a lot of these people in the Caribbean, the Europeans, you know, they're into fish more than us. You know, so the more of them you have, I think the better off you're going to be. So I see it only expanding, you know, as far as the production was down a little beginning of the year. But if the production's there, we can move it, you know, no matter how much fish is here. So somebody's eating it, you know what I mean?
Dude, what's your routine? Because I find it interesting. You know, you guys are on totally different clock than everybody else here. What do you do when you go home?
Oh, when I go home, I go home. I read my newspaper, smoke a joint, and go to sleep. Yeah.
When do you get up, though?
I get home, say, 9 o'clock. By 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm sleeping. Probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock, I'm up.
Wait. We're talking 11 o'clock a.m.
A.m. And then about 1:30 p.m. to 2 o'clock, I'm up. And then I go back to bed, say, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm up again at 11. Yeah, it's a rough day.
That's rough. But do you wish this business upon your kids or no?
No. No. He came down here once. When he was a kid, he sat in the office. But I just brought him down to see what the hell I do, you know, because to make him understand. Yeah, and which I was glad for, because you don't want a life like this, especially the nighttime work. It's no good. You know, for a lot of people, it's no good.
It's not good, but I, at the same time, talking to you guys, almost every single one of the guys out here seems pretty upbeat and pretty happy with life, despite all the hard work.
Yeah, well, what else can you do? You guys don't want to hear my complaints?
You're screwed either way.
Yeah, right? You know, I was a smart-ass kid. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to do it. You know, so I ended up here. I made a living here. You know what I mean? I own a home. I have a few cars. You know, I made a life out of this. And, yeah, so it wasn't that bad, you know? Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect to be in the shape I'm in at this age because of, you know, what I came from.
All right, you heard it here up at the Fulton Fish Market. I'm talking to Nicky. Seems to know the business inside and out. Thanks, man. All right.
Nice meeting you guys.
Cool. Take care. Okay. You guys, you're not going to believe this, but this is not your average fisherman. This guy is a Hollywood fisherman. This guy's a pretty face here up here in the Fulton Fish Market.
A background face. I was in a movie called Jungle of Jungle with Tim Allen, and then I was in this I forget who it was with, Barbara Streisand and Nick Nolte, and we were in the background of that. I can't remember the name.
They call me Mr. Hollywood when I'm going to turn it on. The bag lady that we just saw was quite a looker back in her day, and I guess she befriended all the guys up here at the Fulton Fish Market. That's unreal. About how long ago was that?
Probably 40 years ago, maybe more.
She was a looker.
She was.
One woman in a sea of about 500 guys. And how'd you get into the business?
This was my father's business. He started in 1953.
Do you love it or hate it?
I love it. I don't like coming to the Bronx. If we still stood in Manhattan, it would have been better.
It's a word on the street. Nobody likes
it. Not happy here, but, you know, we don't have much choice.
How did that happen, do you know?
Well, they felt it would be better for us to have a modern facility. I mean, as far as that, it is terrific.
Don't you think they just wanted the real estate down there?
Very good possibility.
they're not really doing that much with it.
It's happened at all down here, yeah. But then again, it's due to the bad economy. If things were still good, guaranteed they would have already done something.
But it's better for the product, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. This is tremendous. For the industry, it's great. Personally, it's not a good thing. Charlie.
Charlie? Charlie from?
Mermaid Sea Products.
Awesome. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, guys. All right, man.
So now I've pretty much learned the way here. If you've got your own seafood, you just bring it over to the cafe. You ask these guys to do it up right. What's the chef's name again?
Angelo.
I got scallops. You know what to do with these?
Yeah.
Little baby scallops. Yeah.
Lemon sauce.
Lemon sauce?
Yeah.
How long does it take?
Like 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
So squeeze a lemon, what do you do?
Garlic butter.
Garlic butter, lemon.
Seafood sazon.
And the pan.
And the pan, you can.
Like 10 minutes?
Like five, six minutes.
So we just got the insider's tip. Angelo, the chef at the cafe, you look on the menu here, and this is where the guys, all the purveyors, all the fish salesmen, this is where they come to eat. And you'll notice that there's not even one suggestion of fish on the menu because they're all so sick of the smell of fish in the air. It's about the last thing on their minds. But there are apparently a few that just love their seafood, even after a full day of fish. So they come here, they come and talk to Angelo. Angelo's been at this 18 years, and he can do special ordered seafood any way you like it. And he knows all his customers, and he knows exactly how they like their clams, how they like their calamari, how they like their fish. So this is an insider's tip on how to have your fish done if you come to the Fulton Fish Market. The general public would not know that they can buy their fish, as I just did, which were little bay scallops, and then come to the cafe, which has no mention of fish on the menu in any place, and then, boom, talk to Angelo. He takes your scallops, and he does it up in a lemon sauce. When do you sleep?
I try to discipline myself and go to bed between 4:30 and 5 p.m. And I wake up at about 11:15, 11:30. This end of the fish business, you know, you have to bear in mind, those of us that are in this building, I mean, we're nocturnal.
Lobster cracked on top of some pasta. This is not your average New York bodega. This is a cafe up at the Fulton Fish Market where if you know what to ask for, they'll make you lobster pasta with a real lobster right on top. This is amazing. This is amazing. Oh, yeah. This is my plate. Beautiful. Thanks, Angelo. Looks amazing. So he's got like sort of like an English muffin almost and a squeeze of lemon on top. He made just like a simple roux with lemon. And these things are piping hot and they look incredible. Awesome. Awesome. Insanely good. So good. I mean, obviously you're not going to get any fresher than this unless you go take it off a boat yourself.
My foot, Julia.
Yeah, this is your foot.
But this is this is called like this is perfection.
Yeah.
This is this.
Tastes like
see.
Yeah. when there's not that much fish around, then fish sells itself. A good salesman has to be able to sell fish when there's a lot of fish, because everybody else has it. So that's the problem. When there's not that much around, you can sell it.
I'm trying to fix my leg.
Can I see it? Let me fix.
Oh, this ain't a disposable.
Yeah. Oh, come here. Come here.
Fucking $2.99 out the window.
That's because you're a Jew and you're cheap. Go for the pick, you won't have no problem.
Talking about cheap, you're the only one I know that squeezes the buffalo on a nickel until it shits quarters.
Really?
is everybody in here like, you know?
Yeah, all of us. Everyone.
How many of you guys are ex-convicts?
Oh. There's not many down here anymore. That's many years ago.
You know, listen, a lot of people think because we work in the fish market that we're bad guys, we're animals, we got hooks, and we're average, we're just like you, family men, wives, kids at home. You know, up here, it's easier to work, much easier to work. The old market,
you've been to the old market. That's when you work like an animal. But now, we're definitely civilized.
But I think it would make sense that you guys are kind of family-oriented because you don't have a lot of time for socializing. So when you come home, you want to make sure it's all right there.
Yeah, but this is when you come home now, like for him, his wife's working.
It's a job. It's a job. And we come to work like everybody else and work hard. You come with a camera and a microphone and we come with hooks.
You heard it here on another episode of Catch It, Cook It, Eat It. We are talking to the boys up at the Hunts Point Fulton Fish Market, giving you the ins and outs of the industry. This is a place where 99.9% of New York's fish come from the forklift into your mouths.
I am the boy your mother wanted you to meet, but I am broken and torn with heels at my feet. And with your purest light, why don't you shine on me? Why, I should have been an angel, but I'm too dumb to speak. Now as she gets near, the visions get clear. I'll kneel and weep and I will hold her dear. Oh, if your eyes water, you got your favorite number to spend. And what a crying shame, a crying shame, what we became. Murdered my throat, screaming bloody all night. Hit him with the book and how he crumbles. Oh, you should have seen how the arches tumble. They're golden no more, now I'm smiling in my blood. I'm caught in a whirlwind, I'm going to heaven. I'm standing on trial and it's painted on canvas. An eternal tale.